Sea level rise on the coastline. Sea levels are rising globally at the present time, but have changed significantly over millions and millions of years. In the past, up to 13,000 years ago, Britain was actually part of Europe and the North Sea did not exist. There are numerous causes for sea level change, and these can be grouped into natural and human causes. Natural causes of sea level rise are related to changes in temperature or to the adding of weight to the Earth's crust. If global temperatures go up, ice melts and the oceans expand by thermal expansion, the sea level will thus rise. If global temperatures fall, then ice builds up on the land and sea, the oceans contract in volume due to thermal contraction, and sea level falls. These changes are known as eustatic changes as they affect the whole globe. Local changes, called isostatic changes, can also occur. An example of this is how Britain has responded during and after the last major ice age. During the last ice age, most of northern Britain was covered in ice, whereas the southern edge stayed ice-free. The area under ice was pushed down into the Earth's mantle slowly over time because of the added weight, causing local sea levels to rise in some places. As the ice melted without warming, the weight was lifted off northern Britain. This has allowed the land to slowly rebound upwards, causing the sea level to fall relative to the rising land. The consequence of this is that sea levels are falling in northern Scotland and rising in southern Britain, where population density is highest. These natural changes are being made worse by human activity. As human beings release more and more carbon dioxide and methane into the atmosphere through industrial processes and driving our cars, we accelerate global warming. This could have a massive impact on sea levels, drowning coastlines, and changing the location of erosion and affected coastal habitat.